the biggest difference between with special teams, really the big difference between last night and tonight, or did you feel that something else was a big challenge?
Well, they scored a goal in 5-on-3, and they had, eight or nine opportunities. I mean, I thought that our penalty kill did a pretty good job. It's just that we took too many stupid penalties, and at one point you'll get burnt.
What's the biggest challenge when you have a game that's really emotional like this, and you've got guys that are getting under other guys' skin really easily? How do you rein that in?
It's maturity. It's maturity and being able to play, taking hits, taking shots, not retaliating, and get under people's skin instead of being irritated. It's just a matter of playing a man's game or playing a boy's game, and we got to take a book out of the page out of their book. They played like that all year long, and we took bad penalties after bad penalties all year long, and our penalty kill is last in the league. And it's tough to win hockey games when you do that, and you can blame pinpoint anything or anyone, and bottom line is you have to have some maturity in your game, and usually when it's young guys it's one thing, but when it's people that that have some experience, it's tough to come out of that.
On the flip side, Nicky Petty, 3 goals in 2 nights, how are you feeling his performance and that line in general?
Well, Nicky's grown as a hockey player this season, and he has speed, he's strong on the puck, he has a really good shot, which he should use more often. He's a good kid and wants to learn, and he has a really good attitude. So, Nicky's done what he can, and now he's being rewarded with scoring goals. And I just thought that he had a better season than just what his stats were speaking for. And he was good tonight. And we had guys like Adam Cracknell who set the tone with big hits. With good energy, even had a fight at the end of the second period. A lot of guys in that locker room should watch him play and see how he does things on and off the ice. And we need leaders like that, but we also need followers.
On the defensive side, Tom Crazy has had a quietly very solid season. It mm-hmm. seems with his play, different pairings all the time, but particularly with paired with Carmina, how do you like those two?
Well, I mean, they're two players that can move the puck really well. They head man the puck and they also skate, and you need that. They log a lot of minutes right now, we need them on a power play. We need them to kill penalties. So I mean, it's a lot to ask for those two guys.
Thank you.